Hello everybody, I'm George Myland, so welcome back to my channel. This is about UNIFIL, and that is the United Nations mission in Lebanon, peacekeeping mission. It's been going since 1978, United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. Interim, wow, how old it is, like almost 47 years old. So the United Nations Security Council established that, the UN with its five permanent members, in those days the Soviet Union, now Russia. It's France, United Kingdom, United States, and the People's Republic of China. So Lebanon was in civil war since the 70s, which really only ended in the mid-90s. The only time I've ever been to Lebanon was not properly touching down in Istanbul, not Istanbul Airport, in somewhere else, in Beirut Airport, en route to somewhere else. And the city was a complete wreck, and that was about 1995. Is this thing recording or not? Not responding. Ah, you can still see me. Okay. So I've never seen a city so bombed out, so crated, and everything like that. Anyway, so there was the blue line to try and preside over that. I mean, it didn't prevent the civil war, possibly limited the civil war. They provided humanitarian efforts. So they saved some people by medical aid, by food, by protecting civilians at times. Obviously, they were far from perfect. How do you babysit the civil war? So they're blue helmets from neutral countries, acceptable both sides. That was the idea, not to be fighting except in self defense, and so forth. So funded by the United Nations, they sometimes cooperated with the Lebanese armed forces. Anyway, so that was it. And various countries like Republic of Ireland, we dispatched troops as an Irishman, as an Irish citizen. The two aren't always exactly the same. Might be an Irish woman, Irishman. Not all Irish people are Irish citizens or were Irish citizens. But anyway, I'm very proud of the role that the Republic has played in sending troops there. And I'm not proud of everything that the Irish government has done or everything about Ireland, but this one really is one to make one's heart swell with pride. They really were soldiers of peace, there in the service of humanity, most nobly laying down their lives to protect the innocent, not serving any narrow national interest, doing it under international law. The will of the UN Security Council is international law. There are problems with the composition of the UN Security Council, but anyway, this is the only thing we've got. The idea is, as a small country like the Irish Republic, not you either be neutral or you join a mighty alliance like NATO. And if you are neutral, the only way you could be saved is if something like the United Nations were to come and help you. Therefore, it was in the national interest of the Republic of Ireland that the UN succeed as a force in the world. So they were there as blue helmets. Goodness. So the UNIFIL is coming to an end, and so many UNIFIL soldiers, they have paid the supreme price. They made the sacrifice their lives. About 325 of them have been killed, some of them in Irish, some of them were killed by the Israelis. Private William Kedion, who was killed by the Israeli Defense Forces by mortars in 1999. So again and again, they've killed UN forces at observation posts. They're the Israelis, they know where these observation posts, they're in UN uniform, they're in UN uniforms, they're wearing blue helmets and so on. And Israel has never liked this because they don't want any restriction on their activities. They don't want any witnesses to the crimes they're committing there. And the same is true of some of Israel's enemies as well. So some Hezbollah aligned groups have carried out attacks on UNIFIL and indeed killed Irish soldiers. So there they were serving humanity proudly. So a very glorious role. Sorry to say, not a terribly successful role that they played, partly because the mandate was so limited about when they could use force and so on, and they're quite lightly armed. So the United Nations Security Council has said that they're ending it. The mandate won't go beyond New Year's Eve 2026. So we've got over a year to go. There's a drawdown, gradually removing their equipment and their troops and so on. So it will be orderly. Okay, so they're seeing what's happening. They're trying to save civilians. They're providing humanitarian aid. Great, they could do that in Gaza. The United States, which does really exactly what Israel wants, is against UNIFIL because it's something hampering Israel's activities, a hindrance to their vestal attacks in the Lebanese civilian population. Now, France and some other countries have said it should carry on, but you know they could go back to the terrible days of the 1970s to 1980s, the Lebanese civil war, and Israel had a role in that. They invaded Lebanon. They occupied much of Lebanon right up to the year 2000. That's partly because there's an attempt to assassinate the Israeli ambassador to the United Kingdom. But was that an overreaction? Okay, they tried to kill one guy, and that's bad, and diplomats are immune. You then killed how many people in Lebanon? Would it be thousands? Would it be tens of thousands of those years? How many were civilians? At least several hundred of them were civilians, so it's a grossly disproportionate response. And obviously, Israeli troops got killed in that as well. The siege of Beirut, and it was somewhat successful for Israel, in as much as the Palestine Liberation Organization agreed to withdraw after the siege of Beirut, withdraw to Tunisia. They're further away from Palestine, so that was a success for them. There was peacekeeping then in Beirut. Italian, French, British, and American troops under Ronald Reagan, the real tough guy. One Hezbollah bomb killed a couple of hundred US Marines. The tough guy suddenly wasn't tough and withdrew. So it's a myth the United States has never lost. I mean, not just battles, the United States has lost wars. And that would be an example of one in Lebanon. Somalia would be another, perhaps other ones. I mean, arguably Afghanistan. The future is grim for Lebanon, and some, they're not on the civil war. Obviously, Israel can attack them at will. Lebanon's got, you know, very limited armed forces. Hezbollah is almost a state within a state, but largely been decapitated by Israel last year. And there used to be some Falangists in the Israeli, in the Lebanese Christian population who were Israel aligned. I'm not so sure now. Would Israel launch another full-scale invasion? It wouldn't surprise me. You know, they've done that with Gaza. They've got away with the murder of tens of thousands of civilians. And you know, almost no sanctions. Yes, many, many protests, but they got Uncle Sam on their side. They're wealthier than ever. They feel they're successful. They think they've defeated Iran in that sort of air war. None of the other Arab countries are going to fight against them, even at the West Bank, despite the depredations of the illegal immigrants there, the murders of unarmed civilians, Palestinian civilians, every single day. The Israelis act with absolute impunity. So it is really is revolting and infuriating. And of course, they're good Israelis and they're bad Palestinians. They're good and evil people of all nationalities. Can't recognize that. And no one should be mistreated for his or her ethnicity, nationality, religion. Anti-Semitism, and that could be is against Arabs as much as against Jews, is revolting. So it's just despicable to mistreat anybody on the grounds of ethnicity or faith. I'm sad to say that's probably going to happen with the Lebanese and the Palestinian refugee community who've been resident there for decades. The Israelis might see it as green light. It's just to be open season, the slaughter of Lebanese civilians. I really want to be wrong. They've occupied even more of Syria illegally. They've got away with it. And so that is the lesson that Netanyahu and his warmongers can have learnt. So there really is no limit to their bloodlust, and he sees that away as a way of perpetuating his power. He's a skull-piling tyrant. Well, it's revolting, and so often evil prospers. It's very, very sad to say that we live in a very, very unjust world. I do feel so sorry for Lebanon. Pity the nation, as they say. My goodness. So I wish the United Nations that was there to act robustly, but sadly it's not. And the state of Israel, despite being declared by the United Nations, owing its legitimacy to that, is going against the will of the UN again and again and again, against General Assembly resolutions and indeed some Security Council resolutions. Even the United States has voted for these, carrying on its illegal war in Gaza. And war is hardly the word because the violence is almost entirely on one side. It's a massacre of Palestinian civilians. It's very saddening. It's sickening. And I'm just so lucky to live in peace. And it's horrific to feel powerless, but you know, that's nothing compared to what people are going through Gaza, hell on earth every single day. Imagine being a father or a mother trying to comfort your wailing child to tell her or him that it'll all be all right, that there will be a safe place to sleep, that the horror will end, that they will get enough food. And there's really no grounds for hope, and they can't even get out of there. No wonder some of them are going to be collaborators with Israel, because the only way they can get food or medicine or anything. Oh, there we go. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then to PayPal, georgecallahan7 on gmail.com. Goodbye.